Thank you very much, Chair. Internationally agreed norms of responsible behaviours are essential in ensuring the continued sustainability of the space domain for the peaceful use of all nations. This is important for our quality of life on Earth and for enhancing economic opportunities for all nations. Australia is concerned about Earth-to-space behaviours that jeopardise freedom of access to space, endanger the piloted or unpiloted space systems of other nations, or put the peaceful and free use of space at risk. Australia was pleased to provide a submission to the Secretary-General's report on states' views on reducing space threats through norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours. We offered initial thoughts on 10 potential principles for reducing space threats through norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviours, including risk reduction, transparency and confidence building measures. One of these potential principles related to the commitment not to undertake activities that deliberately or foreseeably created long-lived debris fields. As the panellists noted in yesterday's session, orbital debris puts all states' freedom of access to space at risk, particularly those with nascent space enterprises. Australia views the intentional, reckless or negligent generation of long-lived debris fields as a significant threat to the space domain. Some Earth-to-space behaviours, such as destructive direct descent anti-satellite missile testing, can be viewed by other states as a threatening act, in addition to their potential to produce large amounts of debris. In this regard, the US commitment not to conduct such tests is important, and we hope to have more to say on this in the coming weeks and months. The Australian government is committed to supporting the international community in addressing the problem of space debris generated from all vectors, including Earth-to-space activities. We call on all states to consider transparency and confidence-building measures relating to the generation of orbital debris. We note the panellists yesterday emphasised domestic regulation as being important. Part of Australia's civil space legislation, the Space Launches and Returns Act of 2018, introduced a requirement that approval of certain launch activities, namely Australian launch permits and overseas payload permits, include a debris mitigation strategy. As the global economy and society becomes more dependent on space systems, it is incumbent upon all nations to act responsibly and transparently in space and consider the risks to space assets of other nations when undertaking activities in outer space. We look forward to working with the international community to further enhance our collective space situational awareness capabilities to ensure the ongoing viability of the space domain. Thank you, Chair.